Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. We have something very special for our early listeners, our 6 a.m. listeners right now. Solo, A Star Wars Story, opens in theaters everywhere this Friday. We're reviewing it tomorrow, of course, when we peek for the week at 9:15 with Hooman and our friend Rudy. Can't wait to hear about it. They did seem to really like it. Like, he's only said positive things about it so far. Is that right, Hooman?
It is correct. Yes. I cannot wait to review it.
Make sure you spoil a lot of stuff.
You got it.
Stick with the program here. So we'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. We'll give you a pair of Fandango movie passes so you can go check it out on your own time. So these are not for a screening. These are just Fandango movie passes you can use, run of engagement. Mm-hmm. Probably for a regular showing, not like a... I don't even know if they're doing 3D or... I'm sure it's on IMAX and stuff.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Read your terms and conditions if you win. Call in 9 right now. 800-400-3697.
This just in.
Yes, dear.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, my friend owns Proof Lab there in Mill Valley.
Oh.
I've been developing a crush on Sarah, so I could meet her there and help her try on some bathing suits.
No, you can't. No, absolutely not. I'm going somewhere where my thighs will remain anonymous.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm just.
But you got help. There's a helper.
My kid goes in there, but I'm not going in there.
I'm too old for that place.
What?
You heard me.
I don't even know what that means.
It means I'm too old for it. congratulations. We're going to start the trash. Do I have a sponsor? I do not. Here we go. We are going to start today's Celebrity Trash with a big congratulations to someone who has weirdly been part of our show for many, many years. When we used to broadcast from the Embarcadero Center, a few blocks down the street here in downtown. And we all watched together as the women's soccer team went to victory and Brandi Chastain ripped off her shirt and had just the little sports bra that people running. But it was, you know, this was only 20 years ago. And yet the people flipped out over this. And now you can go down. Every day I drive down the marina and there's 15 girls in there in smaller sports bras than she's actually got on running right down the side of the road.
She's awesome.
She is awesome.
And I have a story for you about that.
Oh, please tell me.
After I left the show, I want to say this was 2002 or 2003. I was up in Seattle for a minute. And I'm walking by the Nike store up there. Mm-hmm. And there on the outside window is Brandi.
Like on a poster?
They basically do the windows up with pictures and somehow, I don't know how they do that.
Great athletes or whatever.
Right. And I just sat there like next to it for a while, just like, oh, home. Mm-hmm. I felt at home for a minute. Brandi. Yeah. Chastain.
Well, Brandi came on and we had just talked about it so much and she was just...
She doesn't come on anymore. Why? Do you think it's because she's a married lady now? And she's
I don't think we've asked her.
Oh.
I mean, she's still part of the soccer world in San Jose.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is she... I know her husband's like a coach or something.
So I think he is.
I think he's a coach at Santa Clara.
His name is Jerry Smith. Yeah, and she's at Santa Clara as well, I believe.
Oh, she is.
I believe so.
Huh. Well, a while ago, I believe that we reported.
Yeah, he's a soccer coach.
This is the husband?
He's head of coach at the women's soccer program at Santa Clara.
There you go.
Yeah.
She was inducted recently into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Which is a great honor, you know.
Sure.
And she certainly deserves it. I mean, when I think of Bay Area sports figures, she absolutely
Well, she's a two-time gold medalist, right?
Yep.
And I think she was on some World Cup teams.
Yeah, definitely the World Cup,
And when she ripped off her shirt, when was that?
I want to say that was 99.
Yeah, but what were they winning at the time? Do we remember?
Oh, that was the Olympics.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
So she was inducted, and I believe it was a couple months ago, maybe?
Wasn't that the Olympics? Now I got to check.
Yeah, I don't know, Vinny. Anyway, so she's in there, and so they've just unveiled her plaque. Because you get a plaque, and it has her likeness on it. Well,
It's awful.
Someone's likeness is on it.
It has made national news.
Yeah.
It was on ESPN yesterday. They were capping on it. They're like, we don't know who this is a picture of, but it's definitely not her.
They're saying Mickey Rooney, Rex Ryan. What else did they say? There was another one.
She's thumbs up next to it. She's 100 million times more gorgeous than that plaque.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Honestly, it looks like a man. It looks like a, I mean, the smile is just super janky, and she's all, just the hair and the square jaw.
How did it get that awful?
You know, how did it get past the committee?
You know, artists do work in their own little room, and until they show it to someone, they're the only ones. It's only their eyes that see whatever art they're working on.
Maybe it's just too late for them.
But
to...
someone had to walk in and go, "No,
who's that?
You aren't done.
Right. Yeah,
that's not done. You need to start over.
Yes, really, just a fresh piece of bronze. Yep. Like that has to go. That is no good. It's just awful. It's quite possibly the least flattering. Oh, actually, it's not, because I actually will argue that the bust of Cristiano Ronaldo is worse. So now there's memes going around where they're taking this bronze face of the horrible non-likeness of Brandi Chastain and the absolutely horrible bust. I don't even, is that what you call it when it's like a sculpture of the whole head, neck, and Cristiano Ronaldo, which is also just, it's so,
there's
it's so bad,
really
it's funny.
Bad ones, yeah.
But they're putting them on other couples. Like, I've seen ones of Harry and Meghan Markle, where it's their faces with of course, the actual people's
hair.
Oh,
it was a World Cup. It was not.
It was a World Cup.
It was a World Cup. It was not
so
the Olympics.
Was that the 91?
99.
It was 99. Women's World Cup in 99.
Okay. And then the Summer Olympics, they compete in 96.
The Washington Post tweeted, Cristiano Ronaldo's sculptor said, "Hey, that's not too bad. Look at that. Look at the bust." I love the side-by-side of the actual Cristiano Ronaldo, who's so handsome. He's like the best-looking dude.
Of all times, maybe.
Right. He's really, just like, what could you change about that face? He's just classically handsome. And then the bust of him. It obviously looks like kind of a mentally challenged guppy,
it's like,
or something.
Barney Fife or something.
Just horrible. Even look at the neck thing where they've got his Adam's apple. It looks like it's going to shoot you in the face.
You know, I think sculpture might be the hardest thing, right? It's got
to
be.
It looks, to be clear, that's one of the most difficult things to get a likeness.
408 says, looks like John Madden. 925 says, Biff from Back to the Future or Gary Busey.
Yeah, it's just awful. And doesn't even look feminine. I mean, it doesn't
look like a woman.
It looks like some ugly guy.
I remember someone's mentioning Lucille Ball. That was another one that they had to redo.
Yeah, they should totally redo this. find another. Whoever did this should be just decommissioned.
Do you honestly think that there's any way in hell, especially after it's gotten the press that it has, that they keep that thing there?
No, the news was saying this morning, which... she's going to send another picture so they can redo it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm sure the first picture wasn't bad either.
No. She's trying to be cool about it.
This is the picture right? That picture. Why don't you use that? It's so great.
Yeah. Let's see. Which one?
It's the one where she's just scored the goal.
Yeah.
Her shirt's off. Her arms are so buff.
I know. She looks so ripped in this picture.
And she's in absolute... like
joy
of having just scored.
Yeah, I just don't know. I guess they need a head on or something. I don't know.
Well, whatever.
Boy,
that is unacceptable.
Just terrible. Poor Brandy. So Arby's jumped in. I guess they employ some artist at Arby's who takes the Arby's sauce, which is in the little packets, and does artwork with it.
Oh, that's weird.
Let's see. Arby said, "It's not made of gold, but we think you look much better in Arby sauce."
How's it look?
It's a lot better than the plaque, and it's done in Arby sauce.
Hmm. That's really sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So, I mean, people are so talented. I'm always amazed by what humans can do.
I don't get Arby's with the whole meat sweats thing. Like, isn't that?
I don't think I've ever really eaten it. I mean, I guess I must have eaten at an Arby's. They're roast beef, right? Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, it's roast beef, but one of their advertising things is you got the meat sweats, and I don't even know. That's
like
just
some meat?
Either you need it or you've had too much. I don't know, but it seems super unattractive.
I've never had the meat sweats.
I don't even know what the meat sweats are. I don't understand them.
Isn't it after you eat so much meat that later on you get
meat sweats?
Yeah.
I have never
such a gross, unappealing term.
Who wants that?
Nobody wants sweaty meats.
But, you know, look at them. They're doing their thing.
Yeah, well, they managed to look. Arby's getting some rare good press today.
It says meat sweats is a mysterious condition whereby after ingesting a generous helping of meat, you begin to sweat like a fat man in a cake shop.
Oh, a fat man in a cake
first
shop.
First identified by competitive eaters for whom is an occupational hazard.
Oh.
It's thought to be caused by the combination of adrenaline and protein.
Well.
Yuck.
I was just watching The Amazing Race this past season, and Joey Chestnut?
I think that's his picture they're showing right now. Yeah.
He's a competitive eater. He's
right.
From San Jose, mm-hmm. And we've talked to him before. I mean, he's like one of the big ones. So he was on there, I think, with some other competitive eater. I'm not sure who his partner was. But, man, I never saw anybody sweat so much. Oh. Like, just standing around, he'd have, like, a bead of sweat ready to drip off his nose. Like, he was the sweatiest dude. And I wonder if, you know, all the hot dogs that he's eaten over the years have just adversely affected his sweat glands or something. Because I've never heard of the meat sweats, but that's as soon as you've said competitive eating, I'm like, oh, yeah, Joey Chestnut was the sweatiest dude ever.
Yuck.
I know, super gross. All right. Is there some kind of food that you cannot eat? You would not eat it. You do not like it. Is there one thing in particular that sticks out? Like, my thing is blue cheese. I can't. I'll pretty much try anything. I mean, I don't want anything googly. All the crap that Brynn eats, he eats some stuff that is, like, super questionable.
I'm not an Indian food fan.
You what?
I'm not an Indian food fan.
Oh, I love Indian food.
It's the, what's the main spice?
Curry.
Curry. Ugh. It just...
So curry's your thing. You just do not curry? Like curry.
You don't like curry?
Yeah, it reminds me back to when I was a kid from one of the corner stores.
Oh, would always have like a curry smell?
Yeah, VJ. That's where I used to get my stuff too. So
your stuff?
What are you talking
about?
Stuff?
Alcohol bags of weed or
They had like
anything
a
else.
So the curry shop was a front for underage drinking
it
and dealing.
It was a corner grocery store where you'd go in and there was dust on the cans of food.
No one was going in there for food. No. I see. So,
but it brings me back to that. I always remember just walking in there and being, oh, dude.
Please no.
Yeah.
I like curry. I there's a place I go that's they have red curry, green curry, and the traditional curry.
Right.
And I eat it all.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like curry too.
I eat it all.
I eat it all.
I can't think of one thing though that I'm just like, there's a lot of stuff I don't eat.
Right.
So, but there isn't like one thing that you're just like, I wouldn't touch that because there's too many to count.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Yeah. You like it bland and you can eat the same thing every day. Brynn, is there something specific?
I'm trying to think of something, but I can't right now. I'm sure there is, but not off the top of my mind.
Is there something off the top of your head?
That I don't really like to eat? I mean, anything weird that Brynn eats, I'm probably not into.
Yeah. I think, is it galoot? What is it?
Balut.
Balut.
That's the Filipino version of saying it.
I think we can all agree we're not eating that.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. Yeah. But I don't come across that.
Right, exactly.
Like the way you sort of frame the question, it's like...
No, these are pretty common
gets
things.
Put in front of me that but I don't have stuff that gets put in front of me. People know I'm just going to walk away from that.
Just no.
It's not happening.
So I don't know who put this together. Let's see. They say here everyone's got at least one food they simply can't stand, and so here's famous people and the foods they can't eat. Queen Elizabeth does not like garlic.
Oh, I actually love garlic.
I love the smell of it cooking. I love the taste of it in food. I get bummed out if there's a lot of garlic in something because I know I'm going to be bumming everyone around me.
There's
out
a
for
place.
2 days.
I don't even know. I can't think of where I got it, but they serve a whole garlic clove that's been cooked.
Like and a baked just, one, and you just smush
and
it
you
out.
Just pull that out and put that on some bread.
Yeah. They actually say that baked stuff, when it's cooked like that, that it doesn't, it's not the same kind of
pungent
tissue infiltrating smell.
unbelievable.
So good. I'm with you. There's I wondered actually when I read that Queen Elizabeth doesn't like garlic if she has the same feelings that I do about it. Like, she's the queen. She's got to be talking to people. The last thing she wants is for them to remember that she stunk like garlic. So maybe that's specific. Kelly Clarkson doesn't like Brussels sprouts.
I don't either.
Oh, really?
I've never had one. Who? I was just talking to someone. Oh, a couple days ago when I was the goat yoga, we were talking about Brussels sprouts. I've never had one before.
I've got to get you some Brussels sprouts.
They're not that good.
They're delicious.
My dad used to eat
them, and they are.
Is there something comparable? Or
it's like a tiny little delicious cabbage.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had it. I just used to watch him eat it, and it'd be like.
So you don't like it because you.
He'd put one whole thing in his mouth, and he'd be like.
You gotta, first of all, you got to at least have them, if not quarter them.
Keep your mouth closed, would you?
You just kind of mix them up with a little bit of. Well, actually, they're really good sautéed too. You like cook them up high, get a little brown on them, and then put the cover over the top, put it on low heat, and just
Brussels
like,
sprouts.
Oh my God!
All right,
they're so good. We eat them all the time.
So Kelly Clarkson,
all the time.
At least once a week, we have Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts.
Huh?
Just the other night, I made roasted Brussels sprouts and cauliflower to have with our steaks, so we could have
all
the meat
right.
sweats.
Okay.
Oh my God, you guys! I've been meaning. Did I already tell you about this? There's something. It's called a sous vide. Sous vide.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's a device, you put it in a pot of water and it like attaches to the side, and then you set it for like, if you like your meat medium rare, you set it for the temperature that's perfect medium rare, and you drop it, the steaks are in a plastic bag, and you like put a little oil or whatever, you know, marinade, just lightly coated on it, you drop them in the water. 2 or 3 hours later, the thing goes, hey, your steaks are done. You take them out, you sear them real quick on the grill, you cut them open, and they're perfect.
Mm.
And you can do anything in it, like chicken or fish, or you just set the temperature that it needs to be set at, and it just, the water brings it up. And you can leave it on there for 5 hours. It won't go past the 135 or whatever it needs to be to be perfectly rare, medium rare.
What is this?
It's called a sous vide.
How do you spell
that? It's just a pot?
S-O-U. No. You put it, it's just a little device you clip on the side of your pot at your house. You set it on the counter. It heats the water to the exact. Oh. So we've been doing this lately.
And
it's
you use
crazy.
Any bag?
No, a plastic, like a Ziploc. You can get their bags, their sous vide bags.
Sous vide is S-O-U-S, two words, S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E. And it looks like they're priced from $80 to $140. Oh, one for $180?
Oh, geez.
It's just a little chink at the
end. It's unreal. So if you want your chicken cooked, and it's so, like, all the juice is still in it. Like, so we're going to do chicken breast. We haven't done this yet because we've done steaks. But you can do big, thick steaks. And it's, you pull it out, and it's all the way through cooked at that level. Like, so that's why you sear it, because you want. I don't know.
You want it to look cooked?
You want it to be brown on
boiled
the side?
Food kind of has
it. It's not boiled. It's not in the water. It's in the bag
in the
water.
I know, but doesn't it have like a...
It just takes it to the right temperature. It's astounding. It's the juiciest. I couldn't believe it. Because my kid's like, we got to get a sous vide. We got to get this. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. What? He's like, just please, let's get one and we'll... I'm like, all right, whatever. Because
wow.
He does a lot of the cooking. So yeah. I was like, all right. And we tried it and I'm a total believer.
It's let me see here.
Oh, here's someone yapping.
The process of vacuum sealing food and cooking it in a temperature controlled water bath. So the water doesn't ever boil over?
No,
or?
You heat it.
So you leave
the
Ziploc in there? They just put the Ziploc in the pot.
Yeah, right into the pot. You put it over the side, clip it up there, and then it heats the water to exactly the, so if you say I don't know what rare is for meat, say you want a rare steak and it's 130,
looks like 129 is what they have.
All right, 129
here.
That's how hot the water gets, 100, and it's circulating the water, it's heating it to exactly 129. It tells you when everything in the pot is at 120, so it's all the way through cooked at 129.
You're controlling it through your app on your phone.
His does have an app.
Jesus.
But I think you, I don't know, but it's not new technology, I don't believe. Maybe the app part must be.
People are saying it's great with ribs.
Oh, really? Mm. With ribs? Mm-hmm. I was astounded. I'm like, I'm a total convert. So watch this. And now he seared it, and there it is. It's like perfectly done all the way through. It's crazy. Sous vide, baby. It's a new thing. Thank you. Shame.
Weird.
Sorry. You know what? I've got to one thing. Kelly Clarkson doesn't like Brussels sprouts. Khloe Kardashian hates pork. Chrissy Teigen, no Nutella. I love Nutella. Gordon Ramsay, now he's a foodie, right? Pineapple pizza. He's nuts.
Oh, he won't have that?
It's so good.
It is good, but it's also kind of weird. Like, you do... If you went into a New York pizzeria and said, put pineapple on it, they'd look at you like, go down the street. There's a Pizza Hut down there.
Martha Stewart hates truffle oil. I got to say, truffle oil can be overbearing.
Too much of it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, when they do like truffle fries and stuff. Michelle Obama hates beets. Jimmy Fallon hates mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. And Tom Brady hates strawberries. He's actually famous for that.
Yeah.
Hates strawberries. What's wrong with that guy?
I don't know. There's a lot wrong with him, though.
You know what I found at the Costco?
What's that?
Speaking of stuff you boil, There are these bags of lentil beans. God. Like, it's an Indian bean mix. It's lentils, red beans, and I just boil the bag and then pour it out over rice.
Oh my God, that sounds delicious.
And there's
at Costco?
At Costco. It comes in a box like this big, and there's 10 bags. It's my new little go-to lunch.
Oh, that sounds so
killer.
Good.
And it's all... organic, and there's no GMO, and it's killer.
In the store?
I don't remember. Oh. You know how that stuff is all over the place. But I've actually been, it's so good that I keep waiting for some story to break that it's
that
too good to be
you.
True.
Right. Well, how many calories in the, pack?
I don't look at that.
Oh, all right. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh, more food stories after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello.
You know,
yes, dear. What?
The texters have a great idea. Why don't you try swimsuits on here
on the looking glass?
Yeah. And then the listeners could tell you which ones they like or don't like as you.
Oh, my God. Great. That is great.
Like
I
great
love that.
Idea.
So go get me a bunch of bathing suits and I'll try them all on. In fact, I'll just change right here. Like, why bother running to the bathroom to change in private?
That's your best idea. Yet.
Yeah. Okay,
fantastic.
Great. When are we going to do that? Let's do that tomorrow. Oh, my God. All morning long, I'll try on bathing suits. Sounds great.
Well,
put
if you just
put it strip together.
Down, we can decide what size you might be. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't really tell. I think I have a measuring tape.
It's okay. I'm a 12. Just get me a 12.
In the office. Yeah. We could figure that
out. That's a super great idea, Bryn.
I know.
I don't think that needs to happen.
I'm
tomorrow's
full of them,
the day.
Just let you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know you are. You've already told me some of your best ideas this morning.
Yanny. Laurel.
Oh, my
Yanny.
God.
Oh, we're still on.
No.
Do you have a new sound for us to
figure out?
Oh, my God. Please stop.
Do Red Needle again.
This part of the show is brought to you by America's
Red
Tire.
Needle.
We do.
It's Green Needle.
We do a show in addition to this show. If you like the Sarah and Vinny morning show and you're a dirty little bird, you'll like our secret show.
Oh, some people wrote in
yesterday
about
was
that.
Crazy,
they
man.
Said yesterday's show was insane.
It was.
I don't even remember.
Yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Remember that? Look at.
Oh, yeah, that was that. Right. I do remember that.
Remember that.
The Secret Show is a podcast that we do in addition to this show. It's totally raw and unedited. Thank you, Entercom. We don't have to bleep. You hear everything we're thinking. We used to bleep everything.
831 says, I know you guys can't talk about the Secret Show for fear of the cone of shame, but OMG, you guys were off the hook yesterday talking about all the. And then they say, which I probably shouldn't say.
No, you shouldn't. All kinds of gross stuff happened on yesterday's Secret Show. So it's gross. You know, you have to like gross stuff. But we
then
also...
I think Vinny and Bryn offered up some ideas for their mates.
That's what this person is saying. They're talking about the positions.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
they
my
were
God.
Very helpful.
The pregnancy positions.
Pregnancy positions. Yeah, that's great. You can find yesterday's Secret Show and every other. There's 2,000 Secret Shows that we've done over the years. A lot of them are edited, though. Are we ever going to go back and just put the unedited version of those up?
Is that what you want to do?
Don't you
get
think
you right
should?
On that, Sarah? Maybe during your vacation.
So there's
time,
there's
you
a lot
do
of
a little work
issue yeah. with that. I've thought about that. Yuzi and I have talked about that before.
We've talked about it a zillion times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what's the issue?
Well, so. One, you know, you're a lot more filter-free when you know that they're going to be bleeped, right?
That is true.
And two, there are things for the unedited secret shows where you're like, maybe I shouldn't have said those things. Maybe I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings. Go ahead and take that out, Bryn.
Oh, right. So you're saying you'd have to go back and figure out what had been taken out.
And I don't know if you're cool with certain things or if Vinny's cool with certain things.
No, there's definitely words I said when I knew they were getting bleeped that I wouldn't say on the
And a
the
bunch of names.
Now.
A bunch of names that you might say and say, we probably shouldn't leave that in. After the show. Maybe off the air.
All right, fine.
Or an hour later, you give a call. Hey, can we take that out?
That's happened like one time.
Oh, sure.
Stop
one time
it.
With you, maybe. And
other people as well. Sure.
So there's that.
Look at you all concerned.
Do I do that a lot?
No, I'm just saying.
Scott
you have done it. Oh. Scott does it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I definitely, I can't think of the reason why, but I remember I told something that was just way too open. And then afterward, I realized someone's going to be really mad at me.
Yeah, I'm not going to have a pleasant dinner tonight. Anyway, The Secret Show, find it at RadioAlice.com. This Friday and Saturday, visit America's Tire for great Memorial Day deals. Get up to $300 on select tire and wheel packages purchased with America's Tire credit.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. You're going to really love that website. It's been put together for you. It's not for us.
No.
It's for you.
Yes, you'll love it.
So please go there and click all the time.
Yeah. Just please, do us a favor. We need the clicks.
Right.
Clickety-click. Make us your homepage. Click around every day. Thank you.
So last night I sat down at 6 o'clock to watch the Warriors, and we lost. We lost. It was...
It's all right. It's still three games
left. Yeah, well, the series is now tied 2-2, and we head to Houston for the next game on Thursday at 6 p.m.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. The Salesforce Tower building, the big one, the middle finger, some people refer to it as, or the boner, or whatever, however you'd like to reference it, it's called the Salesforce Tower. I guess they unveiled the big art at the top of it
last night.
Driving in this morning, I went to take a look. I was actually really excited, and it was covered.
Yeah. I wondered if it was obscured last night at 9 or so when they revealed it.
It seemed like they had a big party to bring media in and give them a tour.
Oh.
For it to end without anyone being able to see the art is a bummer, but oh well.
That sucks.
But now it's on.
It's going to be
there. And did we find out if it's a 24/7 thing?
It's from, what did we say, Bryn? From
Dusk to Dawn or something?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm excited because we do see that building when we're headed in the morning, and a lot of people see it on their commute home, and it's. I'm excited. I think that's great. Big old behemoth of a building with
cool lights at the top, man.
Yeah, it is neat, for sure. All right, so this next story is fun.
All right.
I like it. A woman named Kara Kaczynski from Charleston, South Carolina, was throwing a graduation party for her son Jacob on Saturday, so she ordered a cake from a Publix grocery store. Her son was graduating summa cum laude.
Uh-oh.
So she wanted the cake to say, quote, "Congrats, Jacob. Summa cum laude. Class of 2018.
Sure, and... If you know the Latin spellings and stuff, you know exactly how that's spelled.
The Publix store would not put that on the cake.
Really?
Their filters thought it was profanity. They confused the middle word.
With the slang term for...
Right.
Yeah.
Kara put the message in the special instructions part of the form on their website explaining what this term means. Seriously, this is not dirty.
Yeah, we're not trying to be dirty. Look it up.
Right.
And they refused to do it?
Here's what they got when the cake came to them. When
oh,
she got
my
the
God.
Cake, it said summa dash 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 laude. And then she had to explain to everyone at the party why it was censored.
Well, that's, you know, that's a good story. That's
she
funny.
Says her son was humiliated.
Oh, really? Was he? Oh, are they? So I assume they're suing over this?
Publix has apologized and offered to refund their money for the cake.
This is, that's pretty funny.
How much should they sue for?
I think it's funny, and it's you really got to have a stick somewhere to be like, I'm humiliated that you couldn't.
Aren't you more humiliated having to explain it to everyone? It's a...
Lighten up, bro.
Yeah, you know.
Who should lighten up?
The kid. Well, the grocery store.
Everyone in this story.
Is just being airing on the as careful as possible. Right. And we all deal with that every day. Whenever you hear us hemming and hawing, it's us finding a new word to say.
Right.
Right.
Well, not every time, but a lot of the times.
Sometimes
we're just dumb, but sometimes it's a word we're trying to work around.
That's pretty funny, though, that the Publix supermarket would have some kind of
filter.
Process that they would go through where they would decide whether or not they could print what you wanted on your cake. Like, it's a cake. Just print what the people want. Give them the damn cake. Like, what do you think is going to happen to you? The cake police are going to come? Yeah, you wrote something dirty on that cake. Yeah, it's a cake for a private party.
Well,
it's a private transaction.
Well, you know what this world is like. What
I
about
do.
Happy Hitler Day? You want that coming out of your grocery store?
I don't. Uh-oh. You got to buy your own lettering for that.
Right. So you do probably want to stop people from doing things that...
Well,
Get that cake? Publix? Okay, well, now we know.
Now we're going to go pick it in front of Publix. The poor lady who's in the back going, what? I just wrote what they told me to write.
I followed the form.
My job is I just follow the form.
Right.
Oh, that's so dumb. But good story. I mean, certainly fun to talk about.
Sure.
It's, you know, it's also easy to just have them write congratulations, Jacob, and then get your own squirty... Right. I mean, they sell those right in the cake decoration
section.
Yeah,
but that's what I paid for.
Yeah, I guess. Just write Summa Laude and write your own little word in the middle there. Yeah, you have the nice handwriting.
I don't like to brag.
Yes, dear, but go ahead.
But I'm gonna.
All right.
I started a food trend, Sarah.
Did you?
Yeah. The hot new food trend is bowl food.
Oh. Oh, this was you starting the bowl food. I didn't realize. Boy, that really is pervasive, Vinny. You are winning.
I am winning. You know what they served at the royal wedding?
Tell me everything. I don't know.
Bowl food.
And what was it?
I don't
what
know,
it
but
consist
it's just food in a bowl. Hmm. You put it all in a bowl and you hand, well, in this case, they handed people forks, but I'm a spoon guy. That'll catch on later. But the hot new food trend, everyone, is bowl food. It's not a clever name. It's just eating food out of a bowl.
Yeah. Usually a scoop of rice at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Like a rice bowl.
Or
I
macaroni
like rice with
or
the
whatever.
Beans and some chopped avocado, little slices.
Trendy restaurants have been serving different food in small bowls with a small fork, and it's become so popular that bowl food was featured at the royal wedding. Vegetables and rice,
delicious.
Whatever.
Bowl food. It's called soup. But you know what? Congratulations on your latest trend, making it internationally.
There's a restaurant in Brooklyn that has a create your own bowl, and for $10 you can choose roasted asparagus, green salad, egg, bacon, avocado, hummus, chicken, smoked salmon,
put it all in a bowl
and just eat it.
Yeah. Next up is blender food. You just pick everything
and
you like
and you drink it.
You just drink it. It's a blender. It's a smoothie.
I like it. That's the way I do it at
formerly
home.
Formerly bowl smoothies.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple for you. Heated plastic on food is not good. Toxins leach into the food.
Yeah, it's not heated to a point where that would happen. It's, you know, you heat it
This is about your, what is the thing called?
Sous vide.
Sous vide.
Yeah. It's like heated to 130 degrees. It's not.
Just curious. And yes, Debbie Downer, though I'm curious about the plastic seeping into the food, BPAs.
Maybe
Should I just be quiet and let everyone enjoy the...
No, I'm glad you brought it up. I hadn't even considered that because I don't cook in plastic. But because you're not supposed to like microwave in plastic. But I just assume that because it doesn't superheat anything, it never certainly gets to a boil.
Hmm.
I mean, unless you wanted something so well done, it was like a tire.
831 says, oh, hey, I had the Costco lentils last night. They were great.
I got to find those. I love lentils.
They're unreal,
man. And so
man.
What is it? It's like red beans and lentils?
It's red beans, lentils. It's just a mix
Does
of
Does it
like,
have other stuff in it? Can you get it? Or is it just the one variety?
It's the one variety. It's like 8 packs in a box. You take the pack out. You just boil it.
Is
you
there can, a brand name?
Yeah.
There is.
There is, Vinny. A couple of people texted it. I can't find it now. It's somewhere down there.
If you get it.
And they said they also sell those at Trader Joe's.
Oh. I bought Trader Joe's Indian food packets.
How about Madras lentils?
Maybe. I don't
M-A-D-R-A-S.
Know. I'll get it tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to tell John. He's got to get
it. It's super cool.
Sounds delicious.
And you can actually microwave them, but I just boil the bag. It's
easy.
It's you're easy
not,
enough.
Yeah, I don't know what's the bag made out of. Is it like foil lined or because you're really not supposed to do stuff in plastic?
It's not
same
plastic
thing all the time. I think it's this one. Is this it?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and what? Who makes it?
Tasty Bite is a brand.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Can you take a picture of that screen and send me?
I'll send
the
you
text
an email right now.
It's so killer, you guys. I mean, if you're into
lentils and beans,
it's
and
a
rice,
quick, easy lunch.
I'm in.
Someone says, "Food scientist here, BPA is no longer used in any food packaging."
Oh,
boom!
So you can microwave in food packaging. Well, should you though? They're gonna find something else. You know
right.
They will.
Yeah, I don't know. I just boil it because it seems to me like it's as easy enough as it is for crying out loud.
It's nice to know we have food scientists listening to us. Get
thank
that guy's
you
number so we can call him whenever we have a food science question.
You got his number?
I am gonna write it down right now. Or her.
We should have a little Rolodex of the experts that
know,
listen
to
this show.
I
know. We should have like a lawyer we'd call.
Yeah.
And
415 says, LOL, you Zed. I used to buy my stuff at VJ's in the city as a teenager also. Is that what
funny
that was called? VJ's?
Yeah, it was called VJ's.
You probably know each other.
Another 415. I wonder where the statue of Vinny's butt is. That thing was hideous and didn't look like him at all.
Oh, it looked exactly like you, and that got destroyed on the sidelines at a 49ers game.
It was made. Was that Mike? I think his name was Michael Parker,
who did the
Michael
cast of your
MY. Oh. I think
I don't remember that part, but the dude actually came in and casted my butt.
Yeah. It was on the floor in the studio.
Yeah.
We were doing a show, and
he was
tucking the
what do they call that? Like the paper mache strips into, or your plaster
yeah
Paris or whatever, tucking it right into his butt crack. Like that was an accurate depiction because it was an actual mold of Vinny's butt.
Yeah.
We called it the lucky butt. And it was lucky for them because I think it was because you had gotten a pair of little teeny tiny football pants
brought
from
it
them
for you. Didn't Gogan buy you the little?
He did.
The little teeny.
Well,
like
he didn't buy
size
them. He just got them from the gym
from
locker
the kicker
room. Yeah, he said they're like kicker pants.
And so you were wearing those, and they were winning. They won a bunch
really
of games in a row.
I really liked wearing those. I mean, it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
They fit.
Well, they were tiny, so yeah.
I know, but they actually fit.
And
you
could
wear them around the house.
Then, I don't know how it got to this point, but we said, you know, well, obviously Vinny's butt is lucky.
Yeah.
So
well,
it
got to that
it,
point because we were
it
on a roll, and we made it to the playoffs that year. And my Uncle Bill mounted it, remember? He put it on
hot
on a wood.
It was on a plaque. It was its own little plaque.
Right.
So we presented it to them, and they brought it. And I think it survived a game or two, right? We kept winning. And
I
then,
think we won the first playoff game that year, and the next playoff game, they broke it. I think
they
he
lost,
was tired
so
of carrying
it
around,
right
too. I mean,
well,
it was
some
my butt
little man's butt, right? Tiny little thing. It's adorable. And
little
then we had
man.
Well, it was tiny. Compared to Gogan, it was tiny.
Well, Gogan barely fit in the doorway.
He had to duck through doorways. Yeah. But he, they destroyed it after they finally lost, so that is what happened to it. But there are still Lucky Butt keychains floating around.
I have one in the desk.
Those are not actual depictions of my butt,
though. Oh, no, they're actual size, you know.
Okay.
Little keychain size.
What's coming up
butts
in the trash, Sarah?
We'll do the Billboard Hot 100. Also, some rules about Outside Lands and Clusterfest, which is coming up in just, next weekend. They've instituted some new policies.
All right.
And so I'll tell you a little more about that after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.